And we are live.
Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Fenway Faithful, episode 19. It's me, Dave, as usual, with your boy, Moses Mania. Mo, what's going on?
What's up, everybody? We are back, episode 19. First episode since the 2020 Red Sox season is over.
What's up, Dave? Not much. Paying attention to this postseason baseball. A lot of interesting stuff has been going on. But before we get into that, let's just recap on the season a little bit with our 2020 Red Sox. What good that we had this year, a lot of the bad, but also what we are going to be expecting for the 2021 season.
Yeah, man. It was a fun season to watch. Didn't come out the way I wanted it to, but I'm liking what we're going to be seeing.
I mean, you know, with the exception of the pandemic, it definitely added a little bit of a twist to it. Going into the season, I remember like episode one, we were a little bit more optimistic. We definitely looked a lot stronger on paper. However, after a few games, we realized we had a lot of weak spots. Then we obviously dealt with the trade deadline, little different acquisitions here and there. And then we slowly learned that this is a rebuilding season for us. We kind of had the cards stacked up against us with a couple of pitching injuries. So that kind of put things into perspective for us, you know?
Right. You know, I mean, I feel like if you're not optimistic about your team to start off, you're just a fucking jerk off. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, because everybody always wants to start out and, you know, talk 100% great about their team, right?
Or it's like, oh, like the Red Sox, oh, they got no pitching, we're going to come in last, that season's a waste. All right, well, why are you doing a podcast about the Red Sox? Why are you a writer about the Red Sox? Like,
yeah, get the And we dealt with that earlier this season with one of those writers from Boston, right?
Sitting
over here got bad mouthing Devers, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, fuck that guy. I forgot his name. Fuck him. He blocked me on everything.
Yeah, I wonder why, bud.
But no, yeah, you know, it's feel like that. It's like, how are you a Boston beat writer? How do you want to start a podcast? How do you want to call yourself a Red Sox fan? Oh, we let Mookie Bascal. That's it. Well, Verdugo still hit 330, motherfucker.
Yeah. I think if I'm not mistaken, Verdugo finished off the season with a 328 batting average.
Right.
Probably the better batting of this Red Sox season. So let's talk about that a little bit. Obviously, as a lot of people know, Mookie took the deal to LA, and we acquired Verdugo. And I think we got one more guy out of that deal, but he's
Jeter Downs.
That's right. Jeter Downs, which, by the way, very promising up and coming guy. I'm excited to see if maybe he'll get tested out next year. You know,
I think we may see him next year. That's why we saw a lot of Chubbs in the outfield. They're moving him out from second to the outfield.
Yeah.
So maybe. But yeah. You know, it's so hard to say that because, like, with Jeter Downs, he didn't have a minor league season.
No.
It's going to be hard to say, is he ready or not, off spring training ball. And who's even to say what spring training ball is going to be? Let's just hope, like, spring training's back to regular capacity, regular everything. We move away from this COVID stuff, and it's back to normal.
So, speaking of spring training, I mean, I think – guys like him and guys like the likes of Blaze Jordan, they're definitely going to be guys that are probably going to be part of that spring training team. And it's going to be exciting to watch these younger guys, you know, gain some experience playing with the first team guys and just seeing how it goes. But also seeing E-Rod come back, Chris Sale come back. We've seen Nasty Nate. Towards the end of the season, came back, great performance. So that just gives us a little bit of boost of confidence there.
Well, that, I really like what I saw out of Tanner Houck. I keep saying his name wrong. Is Houck or Houck? He went 3-0, and then Nick Pavetta, the guy they traded Workman for from the Phillies, was really good Yeah. I mean, if we get those five guys out of a starting rotation and say they don't sign a starting pitcher, they just focus on getting guys to the bullpen, I'm excited with that rotation.
Well, I am too, but I think, and maybe I'm wrong, Mo, but I think this upcoming season is going to be, we're definitely going to have to look for a big name pitcher. Who?
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've talked about this before. A guy like Trevor Bauer would fit perfectly into the organization. His personality, his hunger for victory, and just his whole attitude on the mound. That's something that I think would fit perfectly with the Boston personality.
Oh, I agree 100%. That is the guy you want. You know, I don't like a David Price who's going to try to come in here and be quiet, and then he gets rattled by people talking.
Yeah.
I think Trevor Bauer would come in here and be a perfect fit where he's a personable guy, and he likes pitching to the people. You know, he went to Cincinnati and made it in why it was real personable there. So I think he'd be a good fit in Boston. That's who I want, honestly. If I had any dream signing of the offseason, it'd be Bauer. And I wouldn't mind if they signed Bauer and they moved Nasty Natus to the closer role.
That'd be amazing, you know? And, I mean, don't forget, we have a lot of guys that have kind of filled in that closer role. I think that's one thing that we're fortunate for, that we do have some good arms, good velocity to go out there and end the show at the end of the night. So that's definitely – that's something I would like to see.
Also, you know, start off real bad. But down the stretch, you know, I saw a lot of promises from Chris Mazza, Darwin Hernandez,
don't forget Perez,
Philip Valdez. Yeah, you know, there's Perez who, you know, could be another starter, or you move him to the bullpen. So I mean, you got a lot of pieces. But I just really like, you know, we talked about some of the high loan deals earlier when he had Pilar and he signed back Moreland, and you look at some of these trades now that the season's over. Christian Arroyo was number one draft pick for, I think, the San Francisco Giants,
mm-hmm.
and he's now Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Nick Pivetta, that was the number one, number two drafted by the Phillies, traded Workman for it. You know, Heim did some stuff low-key that nobody wants to talk about, and it was really good. Yajaro Munoz, nobody knew who that was.
You know what it is, too? Unfortunately, all that stuff is being overshadowed by the fact that the Red Sox had a shitty season.
Right.
You know, so only real fans, only people that really do their research are going to know about those moves. And at the end of the day, you know, if you don't care about Red Sox baseball, if you don't care about what goes on behind the curtains, then why are you even trying? You know, if you're just going to be a fucking guy that goes to once a game once a year, whatever. But
as you're just talking about, they're gonna be terrible if you're up the Red Sox or terrible. Yeah. They should have signed back. Well, everybody who's keeping Mookie back, did Mookie pitch yet in the playoffs?
I don't know. Listen, you know we're big Mookie fans. We wish Mookie the best of luck, but we gotta focus on other shit right now. Mookie's no longer with the Red Sox. Right. You know, we gotta worry about our key guys like JD and JBJ and Benintendi.
JBJ back, man. They gotta
get JBJ back. You know, I was reading an article the other day, and this guy made a little bit of sense. Like, you know, JBJ may not be the best hitter on the team, but JBJ has proved himself as a key player in this organization. Obviously, with the 2018 World Series, that postseason alone, he did great. His numbers were really good. So he's not a guy that I'm quite ready to let go yet.
Are you talking about that the guy wrote about how for every runner JBJ's left on, he saved three of them in the outfield?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, remember, I think we read the same article. He broke it down to where, like, every run he leaves on second base in the regular season, he saves three of them in the outfield with some crazy play or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the dynamic of JBJ. I mean, listen, he may have some nice clutch moments, couple, you know, gappers, but he's a great defenseman. Like, that glove in the outfield, man, that's somebody that I want to count on every inning in center.
I agree. They'd ought to bring him back.
Definitely.
They absolutely have to bring him back.
And I don't see him as a greedy player. You know, he had a tough run just earning that starting spot in Boston for a few years. He'd be up, he'd send him down, be up, send him down until he proved himself. So a guy like that, that's a fighter, that's willing to put himself, willing to put the team before him, that's something that I definitely want in the upcoming season in that outfield.
I agree. So if we get Bauer, Lester's the next guy you think they should go after?
Well, Lester, you said Lester?
Yeah.
Well, Lester's coming up on free agency, right?
Right.
Now, here's the thing. It's not like Lester's a young guy. Lester will definitely fit into that rotation. But how much will we use him? And if we do decide to bring him back to Boston, what's his signing going to be like? You know, this is a guy that he's going to have to come in humbly and not expect a big fucking contract. So what are they going to sign him for? A year? 2 years?
I would say 2 years. This is what I would say do, right? So Chris Sale's coming off Tommy John. So he's going to probably miss opening day. And you don't know what Eduardo Rodriguez is going to have, right? He's coming off the heart condition. But you know you have Nathan Eovaldi, Tanner Houck, and Nick Pivetta. I say you gotta get Bauer. And you get Bauer for 5-6 years. That's a deal you gotta make.
Yeah.
And you go Lester for 2. So no matter what, you always have 6 guys in the rotation where you never run out of starting pitching. And then it just comes down to, do you put Pivetta in the bullpen or Houck in the bullpen?
But see, here's my thing, though. Lester is an older guy already. Is he worth the spot? Fuck the money right now. Is he worth the rotation spot?
Yes.
You think he's still got it in him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I only ask that as a, you know, for the fans and shit, for the people listening. So, I mean, that's something interesting. But I think we're going to be surprised by some moves that Chaim Bloom does. Or during the offseason, I think he's definitely going to look in more into adding and stocking up that bullpen. I mean, he surprised us last year, especially during the draft with all the young guys he brought in. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. You know,
I don't think we'd see anybody in that draft in 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about see them in the show. I don't think we see them in AAA. You know, Nicky York was out of high school. Blaze Jordan was out of high school. You got Wu Yalin was out of college. And then the other guy, fucking don't have his name in front of me, was also out of college.
Well, don't forget about one of your favorite guys, your boy Dahlbeck.
Dahlbeck is going to definitely stay up. He's going to be the first base.
Yeah.
He has to. The way he performed, we will not see Mitch Moreland again.
Nah, but I mean, you know what, man? Mitch has been Boston's treated Mitch Moreland well, man. You know?
I feel like if they did have Mitch Moreland, he'd be like part-time. Yeah. Which I'd be fine with him coming off the bench, and I think he would too.
Yeah, I mean, Mitch Moreland is just, it's a good guy to have around. You know, like it's a guy that knows his way around, and he can adjust you know, perfectly. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind him have coming off the bench. But I do want to talk about one thing, though. So, obviously, the announcement was made. Literally, I mean, the Red Sox are a bit savage for this. The day after the regular season, they announced Roenicke is not going to be back as the manager. They did not wait one fucking second. They announced that right away. So, the talk is now what?
Talk about this. I want to.
So Cora has now served, I mean, pretty much by next season, will have now completed his year suspension by the major leagues, which leaves him available to come back to the Boston organization. I personally would not mind it. I want to know more details. I want to know what can be done. I just want to hear a little bit more. On behalf of the top office, I want to hear from Cora. But also, I'm curious to know what other options are out there.
Well, Jason Gerotek's wife was tweeting about, you know, he looks good in the uniform. He looks good as a coach. So we might see Varek Tech.
I mean, we talked about this last episode, man. I would love to see Tech up there as, you know, as a skipper. It says everything there is to say about the Red Sox. Like, you know, he knows that stadium. He knows the game like the back of his hand. And he's lived behind the plate, not to mention he was a Red Sox captain. Also, Jason Varitek is, the only player to have every title from Little League all the way up to World Series.
What?
He has a Little League World Series. He has a high school state championship. He has an NCAA championship. And he has a World Series.
How do you know that?
I have a podcast, bro. Did you know that?
How do you know that?
Yeah, that's a true fact, dude.
Oh, I'm mind fucked.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought you would have known that.
Hell no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. So, all right. So I'm going to name one candidate that popped mine, and then I'm going to go over my evil plan. I think Heim Bloom is working with it. The evil Bloom plan. The only other candidate I can see suitable for the Red Sox, if it's not a player that's just retired in the last 2 years, it's Buck Showalter.
Okay. I mean, that's a little extravagant there. I'm not extravagant, but a little it's the word I'm looking for. Like, it's a little flashy for me because it's Buck.
Right. Now, here's the evil plan I see. And then you go in either way. Cora comes back as the head coach. Veritek's the bench coach. Or Veritek comes back the head coach and Cora's the bench coach. Either way, the people who I see in the dugout in 2021 in uniforms coaching as Red Sox.
I mean,
that's
to me, it'd be a little weird to have Cora as a bench coach. Like, you don't just become the manager and win a World Series in the same year and then take a year off and then come back as a bench coach. That's a little strange to me. But now this Buck Showalter thing, I feel like that's a strong shot. Not that I'm against it. It's just I haven't heard anything for it.
Nobody has. That's why I said it.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Buck Showalter is another John Farrell who knows how to develop teams.
Yeah.
He had the Yankees before they were anything. He had the Orioles when they were nothing and they won two divisions. He, you know, honestly, he should have got the job in New York for the Mets. And
right now,
we are in a promising time where, you're going to have Benintendi back. You're going to probably sign JBJ, have JD. But when you look around, the team is young. Tanner Houck, Nick Pivetta, Bobby Dalbec, Michael Chavez. Michael Chavez hasn't played a full season yet. People don't even realize that.
I know.
The
bullpen
is young, but Philip Valdez.
Yeah, remember, he came up late. He came up late last season, didn't play a full season, and then had this year with the 60 games. So there's a lot more to see from him. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, Verdugo. So, I mean, you have all these young players. So I feel like whether you're going to go in the Veritek core or you don't go to another extreme and go Buck Showalter.
They definitely – so I see what you're saying, like that trend. Like, they definitely need a leader up there, somebody that's experienced, somebody that knows how to work with these younger guys. Because next season, you're right, it is going to be a very young team. With the exception of Bogey and a couple of the other older guys, like JD, everybody else is young as shit.
Your whole – if Dalbec starts at second with Chavez –
pretty much your whole infield.
And Verdugo's in right, right?
Yeah. And then you have Benny.
But hear me out. Your whole right side of the infield never played a full MLB season.
Exactly. Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have. And that's
exactly. It's just
with Showalter. But it's honestly, like,
there's so much potential there.
I think we're going to see Veritek. I really do. Or Cora. I don't see them moving anybody up from Pawtucket. I don't see any of the managers jumping. And that's what I see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what? For now, that's all we really can say because, after all, We're still technically in the postseason. There's a lot of things ahead of us. And I mean, yeah, we don't know. So for now, that's really all we can say. And as we continue to get more, then, you know, we can explore some options. We can talk about those things and we can bring that onto the podcast. So right now, you know, I guess we can go with Cora and Varitek.
I'm with it, man. And, you know, that's the big talk now. That's the two people you're talking about. They did mention also Saltamacchia. But I don't see that happening. I see it being Cora or Varitek. Even when they're like, when they asked Bloom, when he made the announcement out Renegade, he said he's not going to comment on Cora yet. So, he had that fucking smirk on his face, too. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We know what happened there, bud. Don't worry. We know the deal.
Definitely. So, just real quick, man, let's give a quick shout-out to our sponsors, Wicked Pissa. Guys, if you haven't already, check out the new Fenway Faithful shirt that they produced for us over there. It's been a big hit. Mo, why don't you tell them that discount code?
The discount code for Fenway Faithful Sports is Fenway Faithful Sports, FFS, the initials, and add 15, Pedroia's number, FFS 15. Save some money, look good, look fly, and be ready for some fucking awesome sports.
That's right, guys. That's right. Obviously, hockey's over. Celtics, unfortunately, did not pull it off.
Hard, bro.
I know, but listen, guys, Wicked Pissa does have some awesome New England gear. They got a pretty cool Cam Newton t-shirt. I know you saw that one, Mo. So, guys, definitely go check them out. Show them some love for the best fitness sports apparel around. So, yeah, and you know what, man? We're almost wrapping up here. But just a quick thing. I don't know if you saw, but they are going to sell about 11,000 something tickets for the World Series in Arlington.
I saw that.
And now that's going to be at the new Rangers Park, right?
Yes, I think it's T-Mobile Arena or some shit.
Some shit like that. Oh. I wonder how pricey they're going to be.
What I think is they're not selling 11,000. 11,000 is capacity. And, like, I think the Cubs had fans. And I think the Cubs had fans the other day where they have to sit in the nosebleeds or some shit, which I don't understand still. So it's going to be interesting to watch. But I think they were saying there were 7,000 fans of the Cubs games. And between the two teams, there was, like, almost 1,000 tickets handed out between families. So.
Well, I mean, listen, I definitely will be watching. Did you hear about those 27 missed calls that got the fucking San Francisco Giants eliminated?
Yeah, I don't. That's bullshit, bro. They play like shit. The Mets beat them. No, some team beat them this year by fucking 28 runs.
Yeah. So, well, Angel Hernandez wasn't there, so they can't fucking blame him for shit. But yeah, guys. So
you know, hey.
Definitely. I guess, you know, now that the Sox season is over, me and Mo are just gonna try to do our best. I know Mo's got some blogs coming in, and we'll just, you know, bring up some good talking points. The more we hear in the next week or so, we will talk about it. And maybe next week we'll just talk shit about other teams, I guess, and hoping the Yankees lose the ALDS. That's about it.
Yeah, we'll keep it as much Red Sox as we can next week. But, you know, playoff baseball is happening, and next week will be I think next week will be more like real feeling playoff baseball. I feel like these two out of three series aren't that
real. Yeah, it's been weird, and not to mention they're playing at fucking 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, there was 9 games on that day or some crazy. I know.
It's nuts, man. It's nuts. So, guys, definitely enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. If you got any tips or questions, you already know, send us your question in our DM at Fenway Faithful Sports. Mo, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at The Moses Mania. And you can find us at Fenway_Faithful_Sports. You can find us there. Dave, where can they find you at?
Guys, you can find me at D double underscore Cardona, C-A-R-D-O-N-A. Send me a request. I will follow back. We can be friends. We'll shoot the shit.
Hi, man. Can't fucking wait. And yeah, so that's all we got, folks.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks for listening. Until next time, we love you. Peace.